The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Nate Newton, Kurt Daniels, Jesse Holly, and Shannon Gross.
Tuesday. That sounds so weird. You're looking live at Tostitos Championship Plaza outside Ford Center at the Star of Frisco, where it is a cloudy 85 degrees. The high will be 86. The low tonight will be 67.
He is Kurt. That is Shannon. In the back is Chris Beam. I am Zaddy Holly. And we got back.
Let's go!
The big fella.
I wish it was.
The slim fella. Slim sexy. Slim nasty. With no glitch in his giddy up. Nate Newton. Together we make Hanging with the boys. The sports talk equivalent of Braille people.
Feel us.
Yeah! The gang is back when we speak.
Let's go. The band is back together, man.
Yeah. Look at there. Zeke already has a leadership influence. Zeke comes back, and all of a sudden, here comes Nate. God dog.
You know Nate wasn't going to miss a chance to talk about his
man.
Boy. His boy coming back. You look good, man. Dude, how you feel?
You, I feel great,
let's take care of business first.
I
how
feel
you feeling?
Great.
No,
I feel great.
Before we get to we're going to get to you.
Yeah.
We're going to get to you. We're absolutely going to get to you.
Uh-oh.
But I would be remiss.
Uh-oh.
If we.
We as a group?
As a group. Did not stand.
Offend someone?
Oh. No. You can stand, right? You're good now, right?
Right.
Let's stand and give our boy Chris Beam.
Oh, yes. Yes.
God.
Yes. God bless you, Chris.
Chris Beam.
What are we blessing him for? Y'all got to help
the
me.
Draft show.
The draft.
Oh, okay.
Chris Beam, brother.
Way to go, Chris.
Yeah, Chris.
Well, how many hours did he have?
Man, a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
How many hours, Chris?
Non-stop.
I don't know.
There's no commercials.
Worst part is probably the lead up to it. The weeks of preparation.
There's no people don't realize there's no commercials because like you're doing it for the local radio station, but you're still when they go to commercial for radio, they're still doing the .com stuff.
Yeah.
So it's not like they go to commercial and Chris is like, oh, nah, he's still working on the back end because. So I want to give you a round of applause, brother.
Yes. One more time for the beat.
Appreciate it.
For the outstanding work. Another year, another absolutely great draft coverage.
Shannon knows because I haven't been online in a while.
You survived. Our base is still good. Our dinosaurs are fed. We in good shape. Yes. I took care. Yes. I held it down for you.
Yes.
Appreciate that.
The DallasCowboys.com. Y'all do a great job, but y'all need to add me and Jesse to that. Give another perspective. I'm just saying, I'm gonna fight for us next year.
Jesse, I don't know if I'm willing.
No,
That's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work. They're gonna pay him. He'll do it.
They don't pay you for all that research though. That's the tough part.
But that's when we got Brian Broaddus.
Oh, just call Brian. What you think about these next guys? All right, we're good.
Listen,
we got to add us on that, though.
For the right price, I'm willing to do the work now.
The thing is, it's not the first 2 days that's is the hardest for those guys. It's the second day or the third day.
That when you got to know the nobodies.
Yeah. Exactly.
When you have to know the nobodies.
The Tennessee
Tech guy. The Nate Newtons and the Jessies of the world.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
We know everyone on this show will do stuff for money. Everyone.
Except Kurt.
Kurt, will you do stuff for money?
Well, I probably have a much narrower.
Yeah. Kurt has the highest standards of all of us. Like his standards.
Yeah. Does he?
I think so.
See how all of us got beards and some of us got a scraggly. Kurt always clean cut.
I can't grow a beard.
Give him about 6 Miller Lights. That standards change drastically.
It does. It varies.
It can be moved. Yeah. It can be adjusted.
Yeah. It can be adjusted.
The standard has.
I don't think I can stay that drunk for 3 days.
I know
Jesse had a good weekend.
Did he? Oh, yeah.
He showed some pictures, man.
I was just saying,
you back. Nate's
back.
Nate's back.
Your business is on the street.
Nate's is back.
I just say he showed some pictures.
I just said he had a good weekend. That's all I said. I didn't say nothing about anything else.
Did you hook anything up?
Like a boat trailer?
Let me tell you.
A trailer.
I need one of those vests. You know, the, like they where you see them in Home Depot. They got the vest with the back strap on it. I need to invest in one of them.
I didn't see no double wides in there either. So you must have been really
that high society. I was in the high society part of.
Oh, was it?
Wow.
Yeah.
Usually there's one or two double or triple wides in the high.
No, I ain't get to the class. Now you got to go to the back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you
got
to go. Those
where they got the land.
Yeah. You got to go to the back. Like those ones in the front, you got to kind of like, you know, those are the ones that go on sale. You can rent those out. Yeah. When you keep going.
That's where the good stuff is.
I would have get good.
High class.
Oof, that's when
was it gated? Did you have to? Was it a gated community?
Nah, they got a lot of speed bumps, though. So you ain't zooming through there. Though. You ain't zooming through there like that. You got a lot of speed bumps. But the people, the ones in the back, they put, like, spam in their hamburger helper and all that kind of stuff. So it gets fancy back there. Wow.
Nice.
Didn't you have a doctor's appointment Friday?
I did.
He did.
Yeah?
I did. I actually just checked my blood work in the back. Yeah? I set my count up and got my blood work. I'm good.
Okay.
You got another appointment
coming up? Yeah, I got to go get the old alien probe done next Wednesday. So I'll be able to report back to y'all next Thursday.
Okay.
So Wednesday I'm getting getting the Chris treatment, getting the old.
I got a text. Yeah, can I share my text from yesterday?
Yeah.
He says to me, you didn't tell me you have to drink clear liquids for a whole day. I said, yeah.
The day before. I thought it was before. Like that night leading up to it, and you couldn't eat the next morning. Day. The whole day I can't eat. I can't drink eat clear nothing. Liquids. It's
clear liquids.
That's some BS.
I gave him some pointers.
They give you like four 16-ounce bottles of something that supposedly makes you just
clear yourself out.
They say
get yourself a good movie. Yeah.
Chris said 20 minutes and you're in there for an hour. He's like, charge your computer up.
Yeah. Don't make any plans.
Doctors don't want to mess.
Do it around the Rangers game. You get a couple innings in.
Yeah. No, they don't want to mess with any of that stuff. They want to make it clean. So yeah, next Wednesday. But so far, so good. Dentals and mentals and physicality are all in good shape. So speaking of health, all right, let's get around to it before we get into some draft talk. Nate. You look amazing.
You do.
You do, yeah.
And I would think that someone that had double knee surgery would have put on about 70 or 80 pounds, and you look like you've lost 70 or 80 pounds. Did you eat good? What'd you do?
Do we need to go to break? Because I need 5 good minutes.
We need to go to break.
Let's go to break. When we come back, we'll go check on Nate, and then we might talk about the draft at some point, because I think we all probably have opinions.
The draft was perfect. We got 3 offensive linemen in the first 7 rounds.
We didn't get your defensive guy, though, that you wanted.
Oh, no, we good. We got Zim.
Again.
We got Zim.
Oh, here we go.
We got Zim.
Here we go. Right. We good.
Listen to Nate's thoughts on Zim.
We good.
Zim and Zeke. Back in action when we
Mike
come back.
Mike Savard was our pick last year, and Zim is our pick this year.
We'll be back on Hanging with the Boys.
We good.
Fall is here, and that means football is back, bringing all the delicious game day foods with it. As you prep for all the big games, tailgates, and watch parties, let Yo Quiero be your one-stop destination for all things home gating. Yo Quiero's fresh, flavorful, ready-to-serve guacamole, made with real Hass avocados, will score taste bud touchdowns as you cheer on the Cowboys. Yo Quiero's wide range of mouth-watering and versatile products can be found in your local grocery store's produce or deli section. Grab some today.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel, attend the best tailgate party in Texas, tour the Star, and talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls? With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-em-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they make just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't-been-here-in-years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection, and sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to the show. Each and every show is brought to you by Wingstop, the official wings of the Dallas Cowboys. Right? Wrong?
Sure.
Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
We still got our boy, right? He ain't up in the plane nowhere, is he?
No, he's still around, I think. Yeah. We'll see. One of them's gone. So we'll talk about that in a minute. And the second segment brought to you each and every day by blockchain.com. Thank you, blockchain.com. Yeah, by the way, Michael Gallup gone to the Raiders, right?
Raiders, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They like them some receivers.
What better place to gamble on yourself?
There you go.
Figuratively, true. Not
true. Right, because we don't condone gambling.
No. Neither does the league.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. I like that hat.
Even though they make me use
it. Yeah, that will take.
I like that hat.
I don't know where I got this hat from.
To the guy that doesn't ever wear hats.
I have a bad hair day today.
Do you?
Yeah.
Me too.
I have a little shape up. I have a bad hair day. I need to get my hair done.
Let's get on. I like that hat.
Did you give me this hat?
Mm-mm. Maybe. Maybe when I brought those. Didn't I bring? I brought some in. Didn't I?
Yes.
Mm-hmm, gave some out? Yeah, mm-hmm. Maybe so. Maybe. All right, Nate, give us an update. Why do you look? And you look, here's the other thing. You don't have no hitch in your giddy up anymore. You just smooth walking. There's no limp.
You like, busted that corner
dude,
tight.
You was coming in hot.
Yeah.
But you look good. You lost some weight.
Yeah,
you look good.
Ozempic? You and that Ozempic like the celebrities?
286 came out at the end of about 4 weeks, at 261.
Oh, you ready to go play.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ready to go play.
Just some quick advice. If you're a diabetic, be careful if you're trying to do two knees. You're going to lose a lot of blood, and they're going to have you on blood thinner a little bit longer than most people. So you be careful because you're gonna go through something real terrible. I mean, I spent a day in the hospital, you know, with dehydration. Mm-hmm. So, because I was trying to eat, I was trying to drink, but I couldn't hold on to nothing. And other than that, fellas, once I got those two bags about 2 weeks ago, about 2.5 weeks ago, I've been on my feet ever since. Two bags of fluid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, but I'm telling you, I went in
because you sounded great when you called in like the day after. You were like, I was like, oh, this
I was
is easy.
They went through my back.
You
with
were high.
They went through my back with anesthesia, right?
Uh-huh.
So the first 2 days,
you had an epidural.
I don't know what it was, bro.
They do like a nerve block.
Yeah.
Oh.
But anyway, I'm talking to my wife, Haley, there, other folks. I'm selling out. Oh, I'm getting up. I was a little, woozy because, the loss of blood. But I'm getting up. I'm walking around. Yeah, I'm sitting down. I'm talking. That second day, around by 7 at night, I went from talking noise to it wasn't no more functioning. Mm-hmm. And for the next 4 weeks, I couldn't get my medicine right because I took from oxycodone to hydrocodone. I need to just go clean. I want the local guy to come hit me. I need to clean out my cabinet.
I'm about to say, you got something. You come down to the TP, we can get them out quick.
But when I found out it was dehydration because I wasn't drinking and eating enough, then I went to the emergency room, got that fixed. My rehab people were excellent. In the hospital, they were excellent. The in-home, they were excellent because I was feeling so bad, but they still found a way for me to work my knees. But when I walked out of the hospital from the fluids, I ain't had my walker or nothing. All I needed was to rehydrate myself.
Really?
That's as simple as that.
Just took you a while to figure it out.
And once my primary figured that out, I said, you need to go get some fluid. I walked out. Put that walker up, told my wife that's it, been going to rehab. Boom, I'm here, fellas.
All you need now is the hot towel on your neck.
You ain't going to let nothing pass. You ain't going to let.
We all right. We all right. You put that hot towel.
He's been waiting for this day to just throw everything back at
me. I miss you, man. I miss the boys being back together.
What's wrong with your neck, Nate? Double knee replacement. Hot towel. Fix everything.
Hot towel your neck. Fix everything, man.
Hey, but I'm double knees is the way to go, but I'm saying if you have any other bad, high blood, stuff like that, be careful with that. You may want to go one knee, then 4 weeks out, go another knee, but I wouldn't trade it now that I
got
just got the fluids.
You'd have been fine?
Yeah, because I'm telling you, I, my wife, baby, hats off to you. But she had to stop me a couple of times, like, she went, you better shut the. She got on me a couple of times. I'm like, I had to remind myself. I had to say a little prayer. Lord, I ask for this. The doctor, you sure you want to? Yes, sir, I want both knees. I'm ready for this. And I thought, I'm ready now. I'm laughing now, but I'm telling you, 4 weeks ago,
that's no, a sir. That's a month in pain as a long time. Yeah,
because I couldn't get the whereas y'all maybe could get your, I couldn't get the medicine right. Mm. And people said, well, take this oxycodone. Oh, it's going to make you go to sleep. 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. I called later. Okay, I thought this was going to make me go to sleep along with killing the pain. I was up. Mm. In 48 hours, I slept in one stretch in 48 hours. I only slept 4 hours. I'm up. I'm like, drugs don't do nothing for me. I almost went and got me a Coors Light, because that's the only thing.
So, hey, now next time you drive to Mexico, pop you a couple of oxycodone, you go there and
you
back.
You can go in one trip.
I ain't messing with that stuff, man. You talking about somebody just, my wife go to sleep, she wake up, you ain't went to sleep, no. And then I go to sleep for an hour. Then I have to take another one of them pills.
So now you got to get back up to take the pill.
Yeah, and then
you're sitting up.
So I'm telling you, I mean, drugs do everybody different. Or should I say narcotics? I don't know what the thing is that you use. The pills do everybody different, but I don't want nothing else to do with none of that stuff.
Those are opioids, right?
Yeah. They ain't got to worry about me.
You good? So are you driving now?
I've been driving for ever since I took that.
The fluid.
Uh-huh. Man, yeah. Oh, I've been.
So if you'd have just known that and got those bags sooner, you'd have been better.
Man. They told me that. Well, you don't need to walk this far. You don't need to walk this far. I'm like, I already done did that, ma'am. I'm sorry. I tell you what, I iced my knees. The only problem you'll run into is a little bit of stiffness in the morning. But I'm past the point where the doctor like 115. I'm at 118 on my knee bend. I got to get my extension a little better, but. Man,
so you can feel the difference from the old.
Oh yeah. I mean, like right now I'm sitting here, I don't feel nothing. Our shows previous, sometimes I'd be like, I have to get up. I'd be so happy when we get up, but then I'd be looking for some place to sit down 5 minutes later. Mm-hmm. None of that has happened.
Do you use the like the boots? The what do they call the Normatec boots? No,
what boots?
The hyperbaric boots. They put the sleeves on your legs?
No. That was for 2 weeks. Oh, okay. I had the sleeve. I was doing some type of sleeves. But after that, I'm telling you, man, if I just knew that, I needed just to get some fluid to me. Yeah.
Well, you look good, man. You're smiling. Your face looks bright.
I want to shave, man, but I lost all that weight. I feel like I'm going to be drawn in.
let it go for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Get some pounds back on you. Get you some nutrition.
I eat smaller meals, like 8-10 times a day. That's how you eat, huh, Jess? What? Like 18 meals a day?
No, I wish I could.
I'm like, he's eating these 5 meals and 10 meals a day, man.
But you eat small portions. Just, yeah.
I want to get back to my big bowl, man.
Well, we're glad to have you back. Yeah, the show is not the same without
this.
Nate,
this is a good draft, too. Yeah. Great draft.
You want to talk about the draft?
Yeah, I want to hear Jess's opinion on it.
You know you're going to get money.
Let's talk.
One thing I don't lack is opinion.
Let's see. What time do we get off? We get off at 3, right? That's what time
we're at. Yeah, we already took one break.
3-ish.
Let's wait before we take a break.
Okay.
Let's talk about the draft.
You want to talk about the draft first or Zeke first?
Let's talk about Zeke, and then we'll save the whole last segment for the draft.
Deal.
You want to go first? That's your guy.
I love you.
Your guy. And look at the running back room as a whole.
I'm so happy that Zeke is back because – he'll take the edge off of a defense, give an opportunity. He'll take the edge off of a defense. Now these other guys can come in and play the Tony Pollard role.
But
you're going to see Zeke is going to be a little bit more than that. I think the Cowboys had to lose him to see that he is a little bit more than what we think. But I don't think the other guys can be Tony Pollard, but that's the role they'll have to play.
Interesting.
Could you cut me off on, because you had something to say.
Kurt has something to say.
You had something to say. I want to hear that.
Yeah, I think the role that you're giving Zeke is a completely wrong role. Like, you're giving Zeke back his starting role.
No.
Because you're saying these guys will play off of Zeke. And I think...
No.
I think this next iteration of what Zeke Elliott here is now is you're playing...
The McCarthy way.
What's the McCarthy way? And this
McCarthy
is the part that I feel.
McCarthy used guys how he saw fit for the scheme. If he feel that Zeke is that guy for this for the scheme for this week, I think he'll play him like that. I think if Zeke is not that guy and there's another guy that they feel can get hot, I think Zeke is at that stage now where he'll fit where he fit. If we finna give him some, hey, Zeke, hey, go 25, nah, that's foolishness.
You're looking more like 8-10 carries?
Whatever it take for that game, because Mike McCarthy, if you go back to his Green Bay days, even though he had sometimes lead runners, if a guy got hot or another guy was good, Jones and the other big guy they had this year when he was there, McCarthy going to mix this thing up. I mean, he going to have to this year. I mean, he ain't running like he ran last year. He had some steam last year, but there ain't no steam this year.
I think when you look at this running back room as a whole, right, when we talk about what the league has become, there is no juice in this backfield. Like there's no juice. Like, there are some big bodies. There's some bruisers. There's some short yardage.
There's nobody that scares you.
There's no Maseratis. There's no Porsches. There's not anybody who can hit the seam
and be gone.
Yeah. Right. And run away from defending. And I'm not saying that there's not guys that can't play the position. I'm saying that there's no home run hitters.
Right.
And if we're talking about 3 yards a carry, 3.1 yards a carry, that's bad football. That's bad football. Cause now we're handing the ball off on first down and we're getting 3 yards in the second and seven. And this puts us back in a situation where, you know, we talk about getting to those third and longs and those third and sevens and eights. And if you're living in that world and now you're trying to incorporate potentially, because that's another question that we'll talk about. You're talking about now adding two rookie offensive linemen to the mix. Great, you got Tyler Smith. Awesome. Great, you got Zach Martin. Awesome. But now you're adding BB, who will play center, or maybe it's Brock Hoffman, right? That's still yet to be seen. Then Terrence Steele at your right tackle, and then if you're going to go Guyton or Edoga or Austin Richards at your left tackle, that's all that's still willing to be shaken out as we get through this whole thing. You need more than just an efficient run game. Like, you need your run game. On average, you need to be averaging around 4 point something yards a carry. Like, and so if you're talking about only giving me three-ish, I think you're going to find yourself in a situation where, as a whole, this offense isn't as explosive as it used to be. And with Zeke coming back, yeah, he brings some veteran leadership into this thing. I get where he's at in the pass rush. And this is not piss on Zeke, right? Because I'm not doing that. I think he's a great player. I like him as a person. But I just think this was unusual to me. This was one of the first times that we've seen the Joneses bring back a player that, at least of a star caliber level, bring back a guy. And I just don't...
Especially, it feels weird with... the dead money, because it's so close, right?
Well, that's already done. The dead money's already been paid out. That's already gone. But it's like,
let's let this play out first, because let's just see what these other backs can do. I mean, I'm not basing this thing. I'm basing this thing more on McCarthy and his ability to make things happen, so, and to design some things.
So to that, I was.
But what are you designing? Because,
you know,
like, you don't have a back in this backfield that you're going to be able to say, you know, we're not – there's not enough speed.
You
in this
may not
backfield.
Have a home run hitter, but you can make some things happen. Kansas City, that kid they got
– Pacheco?
Yeah, he's just a power runner. Now, I ain't saying next year he's going to be the same guy he was a year ago and the year before that, but he just ain't going to burst off and get you 90 yards either. A lot has to do with designing. Now, you said the offensive line. If I got this thing pegged right, they ain't finna let Dak do Dak this year. It's finna be some more running. Now, whether it's 3 yards, 4 yards, 5 yards, we'll figure that out. But these guys ain't been finna. If we finna throw this thing 60 times, we back in the same. We'll be back like, okay. It ain't gonna happen that way. It's not. They're going to have a serious running game.
Yeah, but
I'm serious now.
The running game, like when you like,
it's got to play out, Jess.
There is a regular season and there's a playoff type of stuff.
Yes, it is.
Right? And in the regular season, the running game, we're looking for more explosive plays.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But as we get to that January, that December, January football, you see the change, right? Guys are worn down. You got to fit. This offense isn't – you need some juice somewhere in that backfield. Like you – for it to be
it ain't over, Jess.
Up,
for what now you for what, I understand what you're saying now. But if Tyler Guyton and this Cooper BB can't help us, and that's the easiest thing is to line up and run, yeah, I'll go with you on that. But I
so you feel better about the running game now than we had last year?
Because if you're gonna help these guys, and I think this with all young linemen, if you're gonna help these guys, if you just gonna drop back there and wing it out, they're going to be through. I'm going to ride with Jesse on that. But if you're going to help them, you're going to have to mix in a little bit more run. And I ain't, it's still the 45-65 theory is in play. Or maybe the 55-45 theory is in play. I just think that they got these guys, and I'm not saying they can't pass block, but you want to, and I'm just going off what I saw last year, we got to have a better run game. And I know I'm going too far when I say our defense is depleted. It's nothing there on defense. We don't know what these guys can do yet. It's nothing there on defense. All you got is Parsons. He ain't finna start to run. So all you got is Parsons.
That's Nate Newton. That's not Jesse Holland.
So do you think to that point, because obviously they on the other side of the building see what we see, right? Do you expect to see them, to your point, McCarthy – in the offensive quarter, get more creative with motion and maybe CD or Kavante Turpin in the backfield or trying to
get
a home run.
They're going to find a back.
We do this every offseason. We do this every offseason. We beg and we ask for this creativity. We beg and we ask for things to change.
We had some creativity last year.
We beg and we ask to win a playoff game.
We do this every offseason.
We had some creativity last year.
We have
what we need is this offensive line, and it may take 4 or 5 games.
So you think they're going to find another – you think they're going to sign another running back?
Yeah, they got to.
Who? Dalvin Cook? Then you got Dalvin and Zeke and a bunch of guys?
This man has – and maybe I'm putting a little bit too much into McCarthy. He has had lesser backs. Now, he's had a great, great quarterback, but he's had lesser backs.
But, okay, I don't – but now, here's the thing. Because you used Pacheco earlier, right? And you use McCarthy with a great quarterback before. That matters.
I greatly.
That matters because that now, how the defense plays you, the guy who's calling hut-hut, that dictates how a defense can play you.
Yes.
Right? Because if the guy who's calling the plays and he's saying 55 to Mike, is Patrick Mahomes, is prime Aaron Rodgers, guess what you're not doing? You're not putting 8-9 guys in the box.
Right.
And I'm not... This is not a, you know, Dak ain't those guys.
Right.
He's a good quarterback. He ain't Patrick. He ain't Aaron in his prime. Mm-hmm. Right? So teams are still going to look at that and go, you've yet to really, and then I've said this weeks, months ago, this schedule is going to be hell for the Cowboys.
Oh, yes, brutal. Yeah.
This schedule, you're going to play some teams where you're going to have to pass the ball because you're going to be in a shootout. You're gonna have to find ways to win a football game on the arm of the quarterback. When you go and play Baltimore, which is a physical, rough, you better be like, we don't have the run game to beat them. They don't need to add more guys in the box, and that's what they drafted. The guys that they had on that team last year, you just ain't lining up and punching Baltimore in the mouth. They come equipped with physicality. We still trying to figure that out. And there's I get it. There's a theme that all these guys are talking about, right? You hear Guyton, you hear BB, you're what? Nasty, 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 nasty. They're gonna have to show me, because it's a difference between
college nasty and pro nasty.
It is. Now I love the fact that those guys are coming with some of that in them,
saying it,
right? Like, but I also know that there was guys that were saying, I like to just punch people. I don't even like football. And got punched. And I, you know what
don't
I'm saying?
Do that.
No, I'm just saying. So, but there's guys in Cleveland that bring a level of nasty that we have to play this year. There's guys, like I said, Baltimore, that's a level of nasty that we have to play this year. And so I'm just...
And Lord forbid we get back to the playoffs and have to play those guys on TV. They got a lot of nasty in them.
The Niners.
Stop, yeah. Man. Stop. But this, and maybe I'm wrong for putting a little bit of belief. I just think McCarthy's going to bring – going to help these guys, put these guys in better situations now that he's had a full year of doing what he's doing. And I know everybody's talking about lame duck coach, but you know what, fellas? This is the coach that we have. And I think McCarthy is going
– My prayer is that Mike – there is a place for Zeke Elliott on his football team. And let me say that. Like, I'm not saying there is not a place for him. I hope the place is properly put.
It will be.
There you go.
It's going to be some games where Zeke going to get that thing 15 times. We're going to be proud that he got it. It's going to be some games he's going to get that thing 10 times. And we're going to be proud that he that whoever the other guy is got it. I just think that we're going to have that long, that old West Coast look where you throwing to the backs a lot out of the backfield, you getting the short, your short game is back on par. I just think that's going to happen,
but
man.
But what makes the screen game so special, what made the screen game so special, especially with 21, back in 2016, boy, he had juice. Boy, he can hit a seam, and it was.
He may not be that screen guy. That's just you just said put him in his proper.
Then who is?
You know
who's the juice guy? Who's the guy?
We're gonna have to find that out. That's when we need you to come to camp this year.
This is the part where intelligence causes me a little bit of fear, because Malik Davis to me physically is a better athlete today than Zeke Elliott. He ain't mentally. He's not. Malik Davis
another
mentally.
Another year in offense. We'll
Malik
see.
Davis mentally. Rico Dowdle mentally. Royce Freeman mentally. Deuce Vaughn mentally. None of them, I believe, can touch Zeke Elliott in that aspect. Now, what the body has left is what the body has left. That's Father Tom. That's anatomy and bio. Well, not biology, but whatever. That I can't. Mentally, I know Zeke knows more than those guys. I know he understands how
the offense works.
He understands how offensive football works. He understands how to ride a hole. Stop.
No one did anything except you. You stopped yourself.
But he understands. Like, Zeke understands. When I get the ball and I know that linebacker is cheating outside, but I also know where my block is coming from, I know how to set that run up so that when I put my foot in the ground, He's coming back in for the tackle, but here comes my guard, or here comes that trap, or whatever it is. Like, he understands that more than anybody in this room. And when you have a veteran head coach, sometimes it lends for those guys to, there's going to be so much teaching going on. I got to teach a new tackle. I got to teach a new center. I got to teach guys on defense. Teach, because I need these guys to be starters. Where do I lessen my load of having to teach guys? Oh, good. Running back. 21. Just go back there and do what you do.
You'd rather the mentally strong player or the physically strong player?
Physically in this game. Mentally get you some places, but at this point in time, I need a guy. I need burst.
Keep it simple, though.
I need burst, and I pray that the proper placement for Zeke is right. I don't want Mike to kind of get to that point where we look up, we're saying, hey, Zeke had a 21 carry game, two, three games in a row. He's now the lead back. I just don't think that'll be efficient enough for this team to have the success that we all hope that they have.
Well, Zeke, we love you. Welcome back. Glad Dax got his little buddy on the team. We spent way too much time talking about this because we got to get to.
It ain't but two people you want to talk about. That's Tyler Gotten and Cooper Beebe.
Both of them.
The rest of them don't even count.
Both of them. We come back on Hanging with the Boys.
The rest of them don't even count.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at Blockchain.com.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
SeatGeek has your back, no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-em-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
James Wright here, your 2022 Dallas Cowboys fan of the year. You know how much I love my Cowboys, and I am thrilled to be talking to you about the 2023 Fan of the Year award presented by Captain Morgan. We're looking for the ultimate Cowboys fan to spice up the game. That means you eat, sleep, and breathe the Dallas Cowboys. If that's you, or if you know someone like me, then go to DallasCowboys.com/fan of the year and you could win tickets to Super Bowl 58 and so much more. Enter today.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to the final few minutes of Hanging with the Boys. The last segment brought to you each and every day by Jigsaw, the official dating partner of the Dallas Cowboys. All right, the draft. We had a draft this weekend. Were y'all aware of that?
Yeah.
We picked some guys. Nate thinks we only picked two guys, or at least two guys worth talking about. Who are your two guys that are worth talking about?
Tyler Godden, baby, the first round pick out of Oklahoma, man. Yeah. Great athlete. Yeah, he going to be all right. Just got to – this is the thing that I said last year. Zim, that is the difference maker. That is what's going to get these guys over the top. That is what got them through last year when I know that they was just an okay offensive line, and it hurt us in the playoffs. This is the young movement. And I said it off air. This is just a soft way for Mr. Jones. And they rebuilding, fellas. I mean, the guys we let get out of here, the slow movement we have on guys that are here with contracts and free agents. I've never known the Cowboys move that slow on their own folks. Mm. I mean, but then again, I ain't never had $60 million to give away or $21 million to give away. But this to me, and I'm just being honest, I just think it's a slow rebuild. You got Zim in place, trying to build your defense back in place. Mike Solari, our offensive line coach, one of the best, I think, in the business. And, you know, this ain't for this year. I mean, they can say it's for this year, and everybody can ride for the Super Bowl, whatever. But it's just a slow rebuild to get this thing back going in the right direction.
How much can they do that with a coaching staff? It could all change, too.
I don't think – I don't know why I believe in Mike McCarthy. No. I believe it don't change, because if you do change, now you set yourself back another year, and then me and Jesse will be in here once again, but it won't be over the Super Bowl and the NFC Championship game. It'll be like, they're going to win 10 games. No, they're going to win 9.
Any of these guys stand out to any of you as possible? And Chris, you jump in here too, because I think you were more in it than we were.
Just how deep were you into this draft this year?
Knee deep.
Knee deep, okay.
Double knee deep.
Not elbow deep, just knee deep.
Just knee deep. I was wading in the water.
I dipped a toe into it. But any of these guys stand out as a possible sleeper or anybody? Nate's got his two guys. He likes the first and third.
Because they got to start. They got to start. They got to.
How tough is that going to be? Because you've got Guyton moving from right tackle to left tackle, and you've got Beebe moving from primarily guard to center. Is that going to be hard adjustment?
They should be having them over there right now, working on their steps, working on what they got to do. They should be on the field. You know, I ain't never went out there and talked to no guys. And it ain't no easy. Snapping the ball, that's one thing. They tried to put me at center. I'm like, uh-uh, fellas, y'all might get rid of me. Because I felt handicapped trying to snap a ball with my left hand and put – it didn't ever work for me. So I'm not saying it's an easy job for Mr. Cooper Beebe, but they say he's a tough guy. He's a mean guy. Get him out there every chance you get. Don't let him play no guard. Just center, center, center. And if you see he can't do it, then he a swing guard. And the other kid has to do it.
I think this is an interesting – I think the draft was good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it was good. I think moving back, getting Guyton, and still being able to pick up some later round picks was good. I think this draft is a work in progress. I think 2024, we work through the kinks. Like, this is a 2025 production draft.
Yes, it
like,
is.
This is the draft when you get through it, it's like, all right, these guys finally, all right, they got 2025 is going to be, all right, now I know I'm solidified at left tackle, I got a center. I got a left guard, right?
Right.
And maybe you get another year out of Zach Martin and you can kind of start seeing some things formulate, right? And if I can secure an offensive line, that's a good starting place. And so I think it was good. I do think there are learning curves that have to come about. And I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure that Guyton and Cooper are day one starters.
That's all we heard going into the draft. We got three starters,
right?
Four starters.
But it's going to be an interesting note to watch. What I'm saying is that Brock Hoffman's going to have something to say. He's going to have something to say. Like, he ain't been training with Duke Mannyweather all offseason trying to find himself. He's going to have something to say. And rightfully so, Nate, you got to give him his shot. You got to say, all right, I ain't gonna just throw you to the side. I'm gonna see how you develop. Now, I'm not saying that leash is long. I'm saying you got a short leash. Cause every day that we give you reps is a day that we go by not giving this young kid reps. Same thing with left tackle, right? Like Awesome Richards and Chuma, and I think you're gonna see a rotation of guys. Go ahead.
You're right. Awesome Richards deserve a chance. You got to give him a chance.
And so when we're talking about getting into OTAs and mini camps, stuff like that, that's the part that those other guys are professionals too, right? Those guys, you hope. They got a little bit of pride too. And that's the one thing about this draft is it's high upside. We talk about upside, 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 upside. And I think it was Bill Parcells talking about potential get you fired. Right. So it's the potential in these guys that they have. But these guys are all moving to new positions primarily. Right. If I'm going to play center, if I'm going to play left tackle. Yeah, it's similar, but it's a little bit different. It's similar, but it's different. Center. It's definitely you talk about the intelligence of it all. Right. First,
you
learning
have to
what's
be
in front
smart.
Of you.
He's smart.
And he's a smart kid.
He's smart.
Right.
Kid.
Smart yeah. kid. But there is something to be said. Like there's a small learning curve that comes along with this. When you're in those trenches, and you can speak to this better, the gap between you and that man across from you is so much smaller. And learning a new position and going up against a guy who's a seven-year pro, they know the little ins and outs about that position. And how to figure out things and telltale signs of what is what.
Leverage and position.
Leverage and position and quickness and all that kind of stuff. So nastiness is great. But I got to learn about my hand placement, right? I got to learn about how to snap. Because I don't have time to snap, look up, set my hands, and be ready to go. I got to be able to go. It got to be simultaneously.
The thing about centers that a lot of people don't know is you got to learn it. They have to learn a guard. He ain't have to learn to back up. At center, when that guy nose to nose on you, sometimes you have to step back to gain the ground. You ain't. That's what always got me was I'm always going forward. I was always going forward. But when they talking about center this dude right up on me, and I had to get my hand in there. I had to take a step back. So it's little things like that that he but I'm banking, boy. Come on, Solari. Come on, Mike.
And then you look at Marshawn Keelan, you look at Maris Lufulu. Chris, Maris Lufulu? Lufulu? Anyway.
So you know not to ask me these.
Yeah, I know. Well, I think these
Maris,
guys.
Maris.
I think these guys.
Leofau.
Okay. Maris Leofau. I think these are two guys when you look at what Zim wants to bring to this team, right? Keelan in the run game. I envision looking at a guy like Keelan and saying, okay, because you're not really good at pass rushing just yet, but you're really good at run stopping. Okay, cool. You on one end, D-Law on the other end. Who was the guy that we just signed, linebacker?
Eric Kendricks.
And now I can move Micah around, right? On third downs. I don't have to designate Micah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I now have a different variation that I can throw out there and still have the proper run support that I need, because I got two guys on the edge that won't give up that edge. Hopefully, I know what D Law brings. Again, this Kneeland kid, and then Maris in the middle. So you're trying to get a little bit more girth. They're actually coming into the season with multiple linebackers, like unlike they did last year, where they had three, and one got hurt in training camp, and you just was out there with poor Marquise Bell. Good thing he gets to go back to safety this year. My guy who I think is going to have the quickest jump is going to be Carson, the Wake Forest cornerback.
Oh, really?
I do. Four-year starter, lot of reps. He's not changing positions. I believe in Al Harris. I've seen the way Al Harris has taken guys like Trayvon and Deron Bland and really elevated their process, getting guys like Jordan Lewis back into the swing of things. So I'm trusting that when Al Harris gets his hands on this kid, that you're going to see an immediate impact from him. Now, I'm not saying he's going to be a stay one starter, but you won't feel like you felt a year or so ago. It's like, man, if Gilly goes out, it's
bad news, baby.
Yeah, man. You know, I think this kid will have them. He may have the biggest out of this draft class. He may have the biggest overall impact the fastest. I'm not saying for the career. I'm talking about between draft day and by the time we get to the season, you're probably going to hear his name. Like, boy, that Carson kid. He's really playing well. He's really making plays. And I think Al Harris will help show him. Hey, don't just bat the ball down. We ball hunting. We ball hawking. Go and get that football. If you can get there to bat it down, you can get there for an interception, and turn those PBUs into INTs. I think that's the faith that I have in Al Harris and these guys, and the rest of the guys, they get in where they fit in.
The good news is, over the last 10 years, it's hard to argue with the track record of the scouting department when it comes to offensive linemen in the first few rounds of the draft. So, yeah. And you got two out of the top three are offensive linemen. So we all thought that Tyler Smith was a project last year too, and he turned out okay. Yeah. So far, had a little bit of hand placement problems there in the beginning, but figured it out, right? So fingers crossed that this all pans out.
Mike's Lord.
In the running back room.
We good.
We just sit. We'll just see.
No, don't do that. We need another one.
You want to say, be on the lookout.
We need another
one. Nate's looking for another one. Hey, Nate, if you find one, let us know.
Yeah. Find one that's not 32 years old.
Slim Pickens out there under the age of 30. Yeah. Well, fellas, Nate, so good to see you. Nate, you look
soon,
great.
Soon, Nate will be telling me, it's Deuce Vaughn, show.
There we go. Again, here we go. Kurt, good seeing you. Jesse, good seeing you. Chris.
Deuce, we love you.
Glad you made it. What's my man's name back there with you?
Josh.
Yeah,
Josh. Jazz, good seeing you. Thanks for keeping Chris
Lady with the green hair.
Part of the show. We'll be back. Be over a
once
week.
Once again, we got to give a hand of a round of applause, Chris.
Over a week. Yeah. Over a week. Chris.
congratulations on being alive.
And they told me his kids was with it the whole time.
No, they were not.
I was like, oh my goodness, how did you survive?
No.
How did you stay focused? All right, fellas, we'll see you next week. Next time.
What time are we coming next week?
Thursday.
Back to our normal.
Are you good on Thursday?
Yeah.
Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah,
we're back to
our
normal
scheduled programming.
Thursday, 9 a.m. We'll be back on Hanging with the Boys.
We out.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!